Parshas Nosi, because Chag HaShavuos is right around the corner, we are already in the Shloshis Mehagbola. I think it would be appropriate, therefore, to have a look at the upcoming Yom Tov of Chag Matan Torah Seinu. I'd like to share with you a thought on a Rashi in Psochim, which, although I haven't mentioned here specifically in the Shul, but I did once say it here in the Shul in public, in the Shalosh Shudas that we had when we left to do our shul, which was a couple of years ago. But nonetheless, I think it's perhaps worth sharing with you once again. The Gemara in Psochim, Daf Samach Ches Amad Beis, says as follows. Rav Yosef, on Shavuos, the Yom Adat Sarata, on Shavuos, told his Bnei Bayis, please prepare for me a very lavish seudah. Igla Tilsa, Rashi explains, is a third calf. A mother gives birth. The third calf is the choicest calf. That's exactly the meat that I want. I really want to celebrate, said Rabbi Yosef, on Shavuos. And then he said the following words. Omar, and he explained, Eloi ha-yoyim edekogorim, if not for what this day could cause, Kamo Yosef Ikabashuk. There'd be loads of Yosefs in the street. My name is Yosef. There'd be another thousands and millions like me, another Joe in the street, if not for this day. Therefore, because now I'm not just any old Yosef in the Shuk, for that reason I want to celebrate. How so? Making a whole Suda. That's what he instructed his Bnei Bayis. A famous Gemara. So there are a number of questions which I think could be asked on this Gemara. In fact, five in all. Five questions. Number one, if we analyze the Loshna of the Gemara very carefully, what did he say exactly? Why is he celebrating? Eloi ha-yoyma de-kogorim. If not for what this day could cause. Strange turn of phrase. What do you mean what this day can cause? Why wouldn't it have been sufficient to say, if not for this day? This day is Matan Torah Seinu, it's all about Limud Torah, that's of course the theme of the day, as we know, on Shavuos, there are no mitzvos hayoyim, essentially, because it's all about Torah. Once you have Torah, you don't need anything else. So what did he mean when he said, Ilav hayema dekogorim, what this day can cause, the effects, the results of this day, what did he mean by that phrase? Second question is, if I would be Rabbi Yosef, and I would be thinking to myself, you know, if not for Shavuos, I'd just be another Yosef in the world. Why would you have to add the words and say, Kamo Yosef Ika Bashuk? How many Yosefs there would be in the Shuk, in the marketplace? Why is that relevant? What's the difference where you'd be? Wouldn't it have been sufficient to say, if not for today, I wouldn't know any Torah, and I'd just be another Yosef? Wherever you are, in a bit of Medrash, or in the street, or in a store, or in the park, or at home. What was this extra addition when he said, no, I would be another Yosef in the Shuk, in the marketplace, in the street? That's our second question. Third question, and this is actually a question posed by the Be'er Heitev, which is a Pirush from Shulchan Aruch, and Hilchos Shavuos, he asked this question in Siman Tov Tzadi Dalet. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yosef is the paradigm of anova, modesty. So he asks, this doesn't sound very modest. I would have just been another old Yosef in the Shuk, but now, oh, look what I became, a huge Talmud Chacham, look how much Torah I know. Doesn't sound very humble, doesn't sound very modest. Fourth question is, Chazal also told us that tragically, Rabbi Yosef forgot all of his learning. Forgot everything he knew. So what exactly was he celebrating? If not for this day, oh, I know so much Torah, you don't, you forgot it all. Unless you tell me that maybe this story happened before he forgot it. Could be. Fifth and final question, maybe a little bit of an unfair question. But I'm making a big presumption over here. I would conjecture that Rabbi Yosef, even if he never learnt any Torah in his whole life, it's hard for me to believe that he would have just been your average guy in the street. Hard for me to believe. I'm assuming that Rabbi Yosef, if he wouldn't have known one word of Torah, he would have been a big, successful businessman. He would have been a CEO of a top company. He would have been a top lecturer at university. He would have been a prime minister in some big country. Hard for me to believe. No, he would have just been in the street, just emptying the garbage. Hard for me to believe. Maybe a bit of an unfair question, because I don't know. Those are the 5 points that I'd like to consider. Number one, what was this turn of phrase when he said, if not for what this day can cause? Secondly, what did he mean when he said there'd be many Yosefs in the shuk? What's the difference where they would be? Thirdly, it doesn't exactly sound the epitome of modesty to praise himself on how much Torah he knows. Fourthly, he forgot all of his learning anyway, so there was nothing to celebrate. And fifthly, hard to believe that he really would have been just another old Joe in the street. Well, he probably would have been highly successful at whatever he tried. So I believe that if we study Rashi very carefully over here, we will see one single solitary word in Rashi will answer all of our kashas. One word in Rashi. And Rashi says the following. Ilav ha-yoymoy. If not for this day, says Rashi, Shelomadati Torah, because I've learned Torah, Vinisrei Mamti, and I've become elevated. Hare Anoshim Harbe Bashuk. There are many people in the Shuk, Sheshmon Yosef, whose names are Yosef. Uma Beini Lebeinom, and what would be the difference between me and them? Rashi added one word that we didn't expect. Rashi says, Shelomadati Torah, Venisrei Mamti means I became elevated, from the word Rom, Meroimim. Rashi is telling us, L'chaira over here, tremendous chiddush. The Gemara and Rabbi Yosef is not talking about Limud Torah. What's he talking about? The effects of Limud Torah. The result of Limud Torah is not talking about learning per se. Shelomadati Torah v'nisrei mamti. I became an elevated being altogether. That's what he was celebrating. He wasn't celebrating how much Torah he knew. He was celebrating what the cause, what Torah can bring about, the v'nisrei mamti. That's what Torah brings about. Because that is the effect of Torah. When one learns Torah, it's not just about amassing a wealth of information. And whoever knows the most is the winner at the end of the game. Torah is a life-changing, is a personality-changing project. That's what Torah is really all about. And we'll discuss this in a moment. But I think that with that one word, V'nisrei Mamti, all of our questions are answered. The Gemara says, if not for what this day can cause, why wouldn't it have been enough to say, if not for this day? This day is all about Limud Torah, but that's not what Rabbi Yosef was celebrating. He was celebrating what Torah can cause. What it's kogorim. It causes, it brings about the V'nisrei Mamti. Because a person who learns Torah becomes a different being. Becomes an elevated creature. His whole personality changes. Such that, even when he's not learning, even when he's in the shuk, he's also a different person. If it was just about who knew the most Torah, why is that relevant when you're in the shuk? It's not. What he was saying was that if not for Torah and the result thereof, meaning the Nisrei Mamti, there'd be many Yosefs where, in the shuk, meaning even when they leave the Beis HaMedrash. But now that I've learned Torah and I've become elevated as a result, even when I'm in the shuk and I'm not learning Torah, the results are still evident there as well. That's why he added the word shuk. We said, it doesn't exactly sound like a very modest, humble thing to say, well, look how much Torah I know. He wasn't praising himself. He wasn't being a Baal Gaiv and say, wow, what a tremendous Talmud Chacham I am. Do you know what he was praising? He was praising the Torah. Imagine you'd walk into a shop that sold perfume. Very, very pungent smell in the store. and you walk around there for half an hour, and eventually you leave, and you walk out with the most magnificent fragrance. And somebody comes up to you and says, "Wow, it's a tremendous, wonderful, beautiful smell that you have." "Oh, thank you for the compliment." "I wasn't complimenting you. I was complimenting the store that you got the fragrance from. Nothing to do with you." So if somebody says, "What a beautiful smell," what you really mean is, the shop has beautiful perfume. He wasn't praising himself, Rav Yosef. He was praising the Torah. Look at the koyach of the Torah. What a wonderful, incredible thing this is. And the Torah is not just a book that you read and you learn and you study, but rather it actually changes you. He was praising, he was complimenting the Torah. That's not a lack of modesty. He wasn't talking about himself. We asked, but Rabbi Yosef forgot all of his learning. What was there to celebrate? And the answer is, he was celebrating the Nisrei Mamti. The Nisrei Mamti remains. If he was only celebrating how much information he'd managed to accrue, well, there's nothing to celebrate anymore. He's forgotten it all. He wasn't celebrating that. He was celebrating the cause. What Torah can bring about, the Nisrei Mamti, that remains forever. And we asked finally, Torah, safe to assume that Rabbi Yosef probably would have been very successful at any project that he would have embarked on. The answer is true, he would have been very, very successful, but he wouldn't have had a Nisrei Mamti. So he would have been indeed another Joe in the street. He could be the Prime Minister, he could be the President, he could be the biggest CEO, he could be famous. You haven't learned Torah, you haven't had a Nisrei Mamti, so you're as good as any old Yosef in the shop. So l'chayra, this one word in Rashi, is answering all of our five questions. Why did he say ilav hayoma kogorim, what it causes? Because that's what he's talking about. He's not talking about limud Torah, he's talking about what limud Torah brings about. And it brings about a change in a person's personality such that even when he's in the shuk, you can still see that he's a changed being. You can see he's a ben Torah. It's not what a humble thing to say to praise how much you know. He wasn't talking about how much he knows. He was talking about the koyach of the Torah to be meroimim, somebody who learns it. I forgot all of his learning. He might have forgotten all his learning, but the Nisrei Mamti remained with him forever. And would he have been successful in his life? He'd probably been very, very successful, but he wouldn't have had a Nisrei Mamti. He would have been another Yosef in the shuk. That's what Rabbi Yosef is teaching us. So let's try and explain this in a little bit more depth. The Gemara tells us that Iyov said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "I have the winning taina. I have the taina of all tainas." After 120, we're all going to have to come upstairs to the Bezdin Shomalo and give Din V'cheshbon. And they're going to ask us, "Why did you do this? Why did you do this?" A whole long list. Says, "Iyov, I have the winning taina." Very, very simple. "I've got a way," says the Gemara, "liftoir es kol ha'oilam kuloi min hadin. I can exempt anybody from punishment." What are you going to say? So he says, very simple. Will an animal, an ox, ever be held accountable? Why weren't you a chicken? You created me as an ox. What's it going to do with me? Yeah, but a chicken, why aren't you an ox? Because you created me a chicken. Says Iyov, that's what I'm going to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. You created me this way. Why did you get angry? Why did you have Baal Taivas and Baal Gaivas and Kovid and Kinah? Because that's the way you created me. No worse than the chicken or the ox. That's what Iyov said. Good claim. How can I be held accountable? I didn't create myself. Had I created myself, I would have created myself as a tzaddik yisoid olam. But you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you created me, so I'm held accountable for that. It sounds like a victorious taina. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the famous words. No, that's not a good taina. Because even though I created a Yetzirah, it's true, but Barasi Torah Tavlin. I created a Torah which is an antidote to the Yetzirah. Therefore your moshel is not really equitable at all to the nimshel. A chicken can never become an ox, an ox can't become a chicken. But somebody who's a Baal Gaiva and a Baal Taiva and a Baal Kas and a Baal Kovod and a Baal Kin and all the worst middos and the Eight Sarah tries to sink us with, you do have a way of changing. Therefore, sorry, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your time is not a victorious time after all. There was something you could have done about it. You created me this way. What did you want from me? I wanted you to study Torah and then you could have changed. And if you didn't, that's why you remained with all your rotten middos. The Mesillas Yeshayahu in Perek Hay adds one line. Who created the Yetzer Hara? Says the Mesillas Yeshayahu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So isn't it obvious that the one who created the Yetzer Hara is best positioned to tell us how to deal with the Yetzer Hara? So who's going to come and say, no, I've got a different way. I have an anger management issue. Okay, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if your Yetzer Hara is trying to trip you up with anger, learn Torah. No, I've got a different way. I'm going to buy a book, 7 Tips for Anger Management, I don't need to learn any Torah. You're arguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created the Yetzer Hara in the first place. You know, imagine one day you opened your computer, and all of a sudden things start dumping up and down on your screen, and files got removed, and things are deleted. Looks like I've got a virus. Everyone's worst computer nightmare. You run to the greatest expert in computer technology, so you've got to help me, my computer's crashing all over the show, there seems to be a virus. And he looks at you, the computer expert, and he says, I'll be honest with you, I was the one who created that virus. You created it? Well, why did you do that? Whatever, for fun, I was bored. Well, do you have a way of solving it? He says, I do actually. Very simple, you type in the following keys, this code, this phrase, numbers, letters, and get rid of it. The guy says, no, I think I have a better way. You argue with me? I created this virus. I was the one who created it, I know how to solve it. You're going to argue with me? That's what Mr. Chauvin is saying. He says, Ein mi shemakir, there is nobody who recognizes better, b'choyli hayetzer hara, elo boiroi. Nobody recognizes the Kayach of the Yetzer better than HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created it. V'hu his hironu. And he warned us and explained to us Shaharafua, what's the medication? He had Torah. Mi Eifoi. So who on earth is going to leave the Torah and try and look for something else? It's absurd. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I was the one who created the Yetzer. I was the one who created this force that's trying to bring you down with all the rotten middos of the world. But I'm the one who's telling you what the solution is. Somebody's going to outsmart HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When we think about it, we realize we have a brand new understanding in the most famous of Gemaras that everybody quotes this time of year. Chazal tell us in Gemara Avodah Zarah, and it's a Sifri in Parshas Bezeis HaBrocha, that before Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went round to all the nations. He went to Esau, would you like to accept the Torah? Yeah, wouldn't mind. What does it say in it? Lo yisiritzach, please don't kill. Oh, sorry, that's not, it's incompatible with, it's not suitable for us. Why not? It's in our blood, it's in our genes, we got a brocha, al charba chasichi, we go around killing, that's part of our personality. Torah is not for us. Okay. So he went afterwards to Yishmael. What does it say? Loistignoiv. Sorry, we have a propensity to steal. That's our nature, that's our culture, that's our religion. Sorry, not for us. He went to Amoy Memoyov. Well, what about you? Would you like the Torah? Okay, what does it say in it? Loisinaf, no adultery. Sorry, we're the descendants of Loit. Our whole culture is really based on adultery. That's in our personality, so we can't accept the Torah. If you think about it, listen to how absurd it is. I'll give you a moshel. Imagine a doctor would approach somebody one day and he says to him, listen, I've been studying you, I'm looking at you, I think you need to take this medication. Based on the way I'm looking at you, I see the way you act and behave, and I think you should take this medication. So the fellow says, no, I can't take this medication. Why not? Because I'm unwell. That's why I'm telling you to take the medication. Take the medication and then you won't be unwell. What an absurd thing to say. I can't take the medication because I'm ill. That's why I'm telling you to take the medication. That's exactly what the Goyim says. We have, that's our teva, sorry, we go around killing, so we can't accept the Torah. Accept the Torah, and then you'll be able to overcome that inclination to steal, and to kill, and to commit adultery. How absurd it is to say, I'm sorry, we can't accept the Torah, why? Because we have a terrible Yetzirah, that's what we do, we kill and we steal. Ilchanami! So accept the Torah, and then finally you have the key to solve this problem once and for all. And if you don't accept the Torah, indeed you're doomed for life. Because that is the koyach of the Torah. The Torah is the tavlin. The Torah allows a person to be nisraimin, become an elevated being, and not stuck with all his base, animalistic type of nudeis rois. Balachayra, in conclusion, we need to add one line. We need to add one line. Because if you look in the Gemara in Kiddushin, the Gemara in Kiddushin also says this phrase, Barasi Yetzihara, I created the Yetzihara, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Barasi Teira Tavlin, and I created Tavlin as well. But then the Gemara adds the following words. Ve'im atem oiskim ba'teira. If you are oisik ba'teira, then you will not be delivered in the hands of the Yetzihara. Note, it does not say in the Gemara, im atem loindin teira. What does it say? Im atem oiskim ba'teira. What's the difference between oiskim and loindin? We say this every single day. What's the bracha on Torah? Asher kidshon v'soysa v'tzivonu la'asoik. The divrei Torah. It doesn't say lomoy Torah. La'asoik means like an asek, a business. Imagine you have a business, and this is your whole source of income. Without the business, you have no income. You have no source of, you have no way of sustaining yourself. Not easy. A lot of hard work is involved. A big deal comes your way, you could make $1 million. You say, no, I'm too tired today, too busy. Are you crazy? Yeah, but it's too much work, it'll tire me out. It's not worth investing the effort. Today I don't think I'm going to bother going to the store, I'm too tired. That's your income. When you treat Torah like an asek, meaning that what? You work hard and you realize that this is kiheim chayenu va'erech yomenu, that's a different attitude. That's not just learning Torah, that's being oisek ba'Torah. And Chazal HaKadoshim are being megala to us that what? That the trick that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught us, that barasi yetzorah barasi Torah tavlin, only works if you're oisek in Torah, not if you're loimi in Torah. If you sit up, feet on the couch, reading the Gemara like a newspaper, that's not called being oisik about Torah. That's called entertaining yourself with Torah. Maybe loimid Torah. It's not called being oisik about Torah. Not called oisik about Torah. Mela, if you see somebody who's learning, and to be quite honest, you don't feel that he has the midos tovos that reflect his learning, then you have to know that he's not being oisik about Torah. He might be learning Torah, not being oisik about Torah. When we read our standard Godel B'Yisrael biography, we have to look at it with a different look. Your standard biography is made up of two parts. The biography will tell you about this Godel B'Yisrael, how much he learned, Yom V'Layla, and he was Omol Batayra, and Yogea Batayra, and he didn't stop learning. There'll be a few chapters in the book about that. And then there'll be a few chapters in the book about what a wonderful personality he has. Chesed, and he was modest, and he wasn't a Baal Gaiva, and he wasn't a Baal Kinna, and he wasn't a Baal Taiva. So on a superficial level, you know, we think to ourselves, wow, he excelled in both areas. And that's why he became a God of Israel, because he excelled in Torah, and coincidentally, also in his Midas. No, that's not how you read the biography. You know how you read the biography? Once you read part A, automatically Ilav Hayema Kogorim. That causes part B. That causes part B. Mamela is like that. If somebody learns, somebody's Oisek Batayra, he becomes a changed personality. He becomes a different person. That's the Nisroi Mamti that Rabbi Yosef was celebrating. Not how much Torah I know. but rather I became an elevated being as a result of the Torah. That's the phenomenal koyach of Torah. Kodesh Baruch Hu guaranteed us. Barosi Torah Talmud. Torah is the koyach and the only koyach with which you have to become a Nisroiming type Jew and to overcome the Yetzirah. There is no other way. There is no other way. I said in our shul recently in Rabbi Shemesh Gimel, trying to make a campaign, people should come and learn, Shabbos afternoons. So I said, could be that somebody will say, listen, I'd love to come and learn, of course, it's a good idea in theory, but, you know, I have to look after my wife and family. I said to him, I guarantee you, money back guarantee, you want to improve your Shalom Bayis, learn more. Because if you learn more, then you become an Israeli Mamati type Jew. You become a better husband. Your Shalom Bayis will undoubtedly improve. If not, money back guarantee at all. It's money back guarantee. That's what Chazal are telling us. Borosi Yetzirah, Borosi Torah Tablets. Again, I'm not Paskin Halacha, of course, I want to help their wife, etc., etc. But generally, a person wants to become a better husband, a better parent, a better friend, a better person. The more he toils in Torah, the more he'll have Nisrei Mamti. I remember, I'm sure you've heard this many times, but Rav Kornfeld once told me this. He said to me, what do you think, in our days, day and age, is the biggest threat to humanity? And specifically to Jewish humanity. What's the biggest threat? Modern technology. No. The internet? No. Three or four guesses, kept saying no. I said, okay, fine, I give up. What's the answer? He told me the greatest threat to humanity, the greatest threat to any Jew, he said, of course, this all begins from the goyim, but then unfortunately it seeps in and it filters its way through to us as well. It's not modern technology and it's not internet and it's not weapons of mass destruction, it's none of that. It's the mindset. The mindset of, this is what I am, this is what I am, this is what I am. I've always been this way, I'll always be this way, leave me alone. I can't change, and therefore I don't want to change, and therefore it's not necessary or relevant to me invest efforts to change because it can't happen. So that's the greatest threat to humanity. Because if you genuinely don't believe that you can change, then you can be rest assured that you won't change. So how do we change? Torah Tavlin. But the greatest threat in those who don't believe in that formula, and that's what the Mesirus Yesharim is telling us, there is no other formula. I can't argue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He created the Yetzirah. I have a friend, Avraham, you know him well, Dr. Avraham Solomons. He lives in Har Hanof, a very close friend of mine. He's older than me, in his 60s or 70s. So he told me once, he really was born and raised irreligious, and he was Chayzer B'Tshuva. Maybe this is something that a lot of us can resonate with and identify with. And he told me, he came to Eretz Yisrael 20 or 30 years ago. He's now Haredi Jew, Shema Teira Mitzvahs, learns Teira. He told me he went back to England not so long ago, and I got reunited with my friends for the first time in a few decades. So my friends were all Jews, but completely removed, not Shema Teira Mitzvahs at all. And he said, having become a Baal Tshuva, he said, you know what the most upsetting thing for me to see was? All my friends, 30 years later, are exactly the same. The only change is a few white hairs in their beard. The one who always got angry, still gets angry. The one who's always makbid on his covered, still makbid on his covered. The one who made money his life's dream, still his life dream. The one who was a big Baal Taiva, they haven't moved one inch. He said, that for me was the most upsetting thing. I've left my friends, I feel that Baruch Hashem I've moved on, so I've just left them behind. They haven't moved one millimeter, he told me. And the answer is, Barosi Yetzirah, Barosi Torah Tavlin. The person who is removed from Torah, he doesn't have any mechanism by which he can overcome his Yetzirah. If we just remain the same until 120 and then you drop. That's really what Rabbi Yosef is teaching us in the Gemara. And that's what Rashi is teaching us with this one word of the Nisrei Mamti. So we come now to Shavuos, which is now less than 48 hours away. We daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal tell us, the Shloa HaKadosh brings down that Shavuos is a Yom Adin. I wished the Avrechim in our Koil this morning a Kesidah L'Chasim HaTeva. Have a good Geben Shtriyot. This is a Yom Adin. That's what the Shloa quotes in the name of the Teilah. As Yaakov, it's a Yom Adin. However successful or unsuccessful Chas V'Shalom we will be in Teirah is being decided this Moshe Shabbos and on this Shavuos. So certainly it's a day to pour out our hearts, to daven, just like we do on Yom HaNeroim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should indeed grant us a Kesiv V'Chasim HaTeilo. But we have to realize what it is we're exactly asking for, that I should be able to amass a lot of information. No, that I should be able to be Oisek Bateir. I should be able to put in all my efforts and work hard to toil in Torah, such that I will also be Zeichet to the V'Nisrei Mamti that Rabbi Yosef was Zeichet to. That's really what Shavuos is all about. Shavuos lo mazati teira v'nisrei mamti. That's what we'll be davening for. And mitzvah Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu should answer our tefillahs. We should all be zeicha. So mekayim that bracha, la'asik b'divrei seira. We should be oisik b'divrei seira. We should be nisreimim as a result, become better people. And indeed, we should all be zeicha too. Ksiv v'chasim etayim.
Amen. 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 Amen.